Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast on asgoeswisconsin.com or Apple or Stitcher. But it is that time of the week. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here to answer your questions about your life and your fantasy football lineup. If this is the first time you're listening to this segment, let me tell you. He works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and in the Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. He, for the last 15 weeks, has been helping us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also loves to help people make free, easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel. So he helps us do a little over-under and different games for that. And he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you both. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. How are you?
We're doing great. Is Colorado going to get hit by this storm?
Yeah, we got smashed last night.
Yeah.
We were going into bed and like, all right, let's close the blinds. And it was like, a horror show. It was wild. Actually, I'm saying farewell to you all in about 30 minutes. And we're immediately taking a car and going to the airport and hoping that our flight is not canceled. As of right now, it says on time. But keep us in your thoughts and prayers, Wisconsin, will you? And we're doing our best to get out of here. So we're going to a warmer, greener pastures in Las Vegas, Nevada, tonight. So hopefully we make it there. Otherwise I'll be right here where you're looking.
Otherwise you'll be back. You can come back tomorrow.
Yeah. We're really hoping is that the Amex lounge lets us in because that's our happy place. So if we get in, they can't kick you out. Right. So if the flight's delayed, you get to stay. But if your flight's like canceled, you can't get in. So we just want to get in the lounge, and then we're gonna be like what was that the Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal, where he kind of like lives at the airport. That's up to the Amex lounge for the next week, and I couldn't be more thrilled about it.
All right. Well, speaking of Christmas, I thought we would do a little bit of a theme today, since it is the holidays. You will be back next Thursday, but as far as leading up to this weekend with Christmas, and also all the other holidays that are celebrated around this time of year, and it's not always the easiest time, as much as the Hallmark movies and the ethos is joy and happiness and thoughtfulness and giving. It's a hard time of year for a lot of people. And so kind of wanted to have a couple different questions that have been submitted that tackle some of the different hard parts of the holidays. And so This first one is about family. Dr. Mike, with the holidays approaching, I am starting to become anxious. I have a family member who ruins every holiday she doesn't have control over. He excludes some family members. My children and grandchildren don't like to associate with her, but attend holiday events at her home to keep the peace. If I host the holiday, everyone is included, but I'm getting older, and even with my children's help, it's difficult for me. My husband and I have thought about going on vacation just to get away from this particular relative, but then we don't get to spend the holidays with the rest of our large extended family. This woman has ruined our holidays for almost 40 years. Sheesh. I can't take it anymore. Please tell me what to do.
Oh man, you know, as Kristen said in my intro, working less and less as a psychologist, I'm working more and more as a executive coach, career coach, which a lot of times ends up being a lot of light stuff, right? People say, I want to go do this thing, or, you know, change my job, or sell my business, or do whatever, because I want to spend more time with my kids, because I want to have a better relationship with my wife or husband or whatnot. It ends up becoming a lot of quote unquote life coaching, which I know has got a bad stigma, but it becomes an umbrella term. And so the thing with being a licensed psychologist is they're not usually going to tell you what you should do. I love when people end their blurb like they had sent to you, what should I do? Because I'm not speaking to you as a licensed psychologist right now, am I? I'm speaking to you as a coach. You know what I think you should do? Tell this lady to go I'm not gonna cut them on air, Jane. Don't worry about it. But you know, you want to go on vacation? Go on vacation, and you invite a couple of the family members who you like to come with you, right? If you throw a party, it's been 40 years she's been ruining it. You can ruin one for her, and don't invite her. Maybe you're just catching me in a spicy mood right before I'm going on vacation, and I've had a little bit too much coffee today. But I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. Forget it. It's called a holiday. You know, like in the UK, they call it holiday. Like, I'm going on a holiday. And it usually means I'm going to like Ibiza, or I'm going to like South America, and it's going to be fantastic. And they say holiday like this because they have a good time. We go, I'm going on Christmas vacation. Yeah, great. Have you seen that movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Anytime.
It's a nightmare. Nobody wants to do that, right? So either host who you want to host at your house or go somewhere. And I know this is going into a totally other segment that we can have in the new year, but I'm really fascinated with the idea of guilt. And what I'm hearing here, what I'm reading between the lines, is this person feels a little guilty, right? When somebody comes, when I host, everyone's invited. I don't want to go on vacation because I don't want to not spend time with family who I actually love. My unsolicited advice to you is to drop the guilt, do what you actually want to do with your holiday, right? Jane, you're married to somebody from the UK. If I'm correct, they know how to let loose. They know how to turn off. They know how to say, when I'm off, I'm off. Don't text me. Don't email me. Leave me alone. Am I wrong about that, Jane?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's a much more European attitude too, Dr. Mike, about I'm on vacation. I'm on holiday. It means I'm not here. And I don't exist now for the next week.
That's right. I can't tell you how many people I talk to the first week back after the new year. It's January 3rd or something. And I say, hey, how was it? How was your break? And all of them, 80% of them say, I'm more tired than I was at work. I wish I just worked. That was worse, right? I had to travel. The flights were canceled. I finally get there. My mother-in-law says, why are you late? Then the mean aunt who's been ruining my life for 40 years, ruined my life for a 41st year. And I say, what? Spend thousands of dollars to come out the country to meet you jerk and then like not have fun for the 100th time in a row? Look, it's they want control when they're hosting. You take control when you're hosting. Invite who you actually want to invite, or go to Hawaii or something and enjoy yourself. That's my advice.
So I just want to have a follow-up question, because I have had multiple people and that I've tried to counsel. I don't have a PhD in this, but I do my best. That this idea, partially from this question of keeping the peace, mm-hmm. and what is the with family, sometimes immediate family, sometimes extended family, you know, the balance between having boundaries mm-hmm. and keeping the peace for everyone's sake. Mm-hmm. And what advice do you have for people who feel like they're constantly being the bigger person, or they're being asked to be the bigger person, because that's just how mom is. That's just how mm-hmm. my sister is. Like, just like, can't you just, yeah. and like the, it falls on certain personality types to just get over it or not hold that boundary. Because the other one's always difficult, and that's just how they are. And we've all accepted that that's how they are.
Right. Two parts of that. One is that I was raised Roman Catholic. And what we do is that we take a lot of stuff that we don't like, and we listen to it, and we bottle all down, and then we die of a heart attack at 44 years old. That's kind of our thing, right? So if you want to have that, knock yourself out, keep the peace, and then, you know, you'll be 6 feet under and it'll be very peaceful for you for a very long time. Your other option is to once in a while show people what you actually want to do and who you actually are. You don't need to be a jerk. You don't need to call this person and say, you're uninvited and you're out of the family and I hate you. I'm not saying that, but keep the peace with inside you. How about that, Kristen? You know, as opposed to trying to make everybody else happy. It's your holiday too. And if this, I don't know if this person, if they have a spouse or if they have kids or other things too, it's like, do you really want them to associate the holidays with you being stressed forever? Maybe when they grow up, they're not going to want to come to your house because you're so stressed. And because you've created this idea that whatever you celebrate, Christmas or whatnot, is a hard, stressful, nightmare time, and that they would rather go to Hawaii without you, right? You don't want to do that. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe a lot of weeks ago. Time has been strange this year. About the idea of, I think somebody was talking about at work, saying, that my boss doesn't respect me, or my coworkers don't respect my time or whatnot. And we had this idea of, we all train or teach people how to treat us. We really, really do. So the longer that you keep the peace, quote unquote, the longer that you just bottle it up and that you are the bigger person, the more they're going to require you to do that, right? That nothing's going to change there. So if you want people to treat you differently, then start showing them that, hey, you know, like, yeah, I'll do 2 or 3 years in a row at this place, but then we're going to go on vacation. We're going to go someplace warm. We're going to go have we want to have this Christmas at the Vatican. Maybe we want to have this one, you know, in Scottsdale and get a little tan and come back feeling good with our vitamin D. Maybe we want to do that. And we'll come and keep the peace every couple of years, right? But look, you're not going to be nominated for sainthood because you put up with a jerk aunt for 40 years. You know, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have bad blood pressure and a lot of resentment in your life. And if you think that the people around you don't understand that, and they don't pick up on that, and it doesn't affect your relationship with people who aren't her, you're wrong. So do what you can do for yourself. And, you know, to Jane's point about the UK, you know, situation, they go on holiday, they check out, you know, treat yourself to that once in a while and keep the peace in your most immediate circle.
All right. So this next one, I think is probably a lot of people have to deal with this, but trying to stay sober during the holidays. Dr. Mike, I'm a 32-year-old single female alcoholic and addict. I think I'm dreading Christmas for a few reasons. Last year, I got a DWI right before Christmas, and because of money and humiliation and COVID, I didn't fly home for Christmas. My family knows about the DWI, and they know I went to rehab this summer. They've been supportive for the most part, but I haven't seen them since going to rehab, and the last time I did see them, it was awkward. I have a lot of anxiety around seeing extended family more than my immediate family. I don't want to have to explain myself or talk about it with them. I'm just not ready to. Also, my family is a big wine family, and I know it will be weird to be the only one not imbibing. Where I live, I have a pretty good support system. I'm scared about being away and feeling alone. It's also my first Christmas with the family since breaking up with my boyfriend of 4 years. Do you think it's a bad idea for me to go? I don't know if I should come up with an excuse or suck it up. I love them and miss them, but it's giving me so much anxiety.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I promise I'm not punting this question. I'm going to say this part and then I'll answer it. My first response to that is, if you have been in rehab and if you are still, you know, part of a community that's supportive, I don't know if AA or something like that's involved, my first piece of advice is lean on those people. I'm going to give you my response to it, but don't lean on me or anybody else. Lean on the people who've like been with you from the beginning of this recovery. They know you and they probably know via you. They know your family, right? And so I'm getting a snapshot right now, and I don't want to tell anybody to live your life based on a snapshot, especially when addiction is involved. So that would be my first piece of advice. Talk to your sponsor, talk to their therapist or counselor, talk to your very best friends who have been with you from day one around that. They know way more than I do about you and your family, okay? Secondly, I would say, you know that phrase, meet people where they are? Right? If somebody's not ready for something, don't push them into something. Like, be, you know, thinking about that. I really like that piece of advice in general, but I also like it when we turn it on ourselves. Let's listen to ourselves and meet us where we are, right? If you really in your heart of hearts feel that you're not ready, you know, I don't advise lying to folks, but fine, make up an excuse if you have to, or say that you're not ready, right? On the one hand, I think if you want your family to be more supportive of you, and they're kind of a wine family and you want them to be more supportive and not ask questions and make it awkward or talk about your breakup, then one thing we can do is we can give our families an opportunity to be somebody different, right? How great, let's go do that. But on the other hand, if it's going to ruin your holiday, like we just talked about in the last story, mm-hmm. It's your holiday. And if you know you can have support elsewhere and you really don't feel ready for that, I might pay attention to that and say, I'll go there maybe next year when I'm feeling a little bit more ready. You sound a little raw and vulnerable, and I would pay attention to that.
All right. Very good advice. Well, there's more where that came from. If you have any questions, 844-967-2789, because Dr. Michael McCutcheon will still be here when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. This is As Goes.
in the file. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life. Hey, hey,
hey. You steady dressing up that car, just live your life. Oh, hey. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. This is the continuation of our weekly segment with Dr. Mike, who fixes your life and your lineup. And he had a costume change during the break. You're looking very festive. Are you going to wear that to the airport?
Well, that's a great idea. Maybe I will. I think that sounds great. I'm channeling my inner Jane here with the festivities. Thank you, Jane, for the inspiration. Yeah, it's like I told you, I'm on vacation in 9 minutes. So
nine minutes. Jane wore. I'm the only one who left out. I'm still holding out that we're going to be able to have a live show tomorrow. There's a chance people can't get to the studio that we may have to do a rerun, but we're hoping to be able to still do a live show. I have lots of Christmas themed nerd things for tomorrow. As far as the, when did NORAD start following Santa, and like a bunch of history stuff that I'm excited to do tomorrow. But I think Jane hedged her bets and she wore her festive gear today. So I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling about getting in tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
And see. All right. So we don't have to really change anything, but just a quick proud moment that I am in the final. I'm in the playoffs for my team. So we're very excited about that. I won last week. And so we will see how this week goes. But
you've only lost it once or twice.
And most of those times it was because of Michael Sampson. So we will blame, if I don't win the whole league, we'll just blame him.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't have a specific question from a listener for this one, but I think it's an important topic to at least get some general tips or advice on. You know, last week, I think I said on air before we got COVID, I lost my cousin. I have a loved one in the hospital who will be in the hospital over Christmas. And for a lot of people, it's even for people who it's not a recent death, it's because grief's not linear. Holidays are always hard because you still miss your mom who died 10 years ago or your child who died unexpectedly. And so what advice do you have for people as they who don't necessarily love the holidays because it's a reminder of either people who've passed or relationships that are gone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say your cousin Corbin was the best and he was truly a unique person. And the phrase one of one really applied to him. He was really, really great. And he really, really lived his life. And I'm really happy and honored that I got to know him when I did. And he's really, really great. And he will be missed. And but on the larger question, you know, I think we all have to think about grief in general, like, you know, in our own ways, right? You know, some people like to celebrate someone's life and some people really feel that they need to mourn for a while. And that's okay. However you mourn is sort of up to you. I think as far as trying to enjoy the holidays via the grief, I think that's kind of what we're asking here. How can I get through the holidays and still enjoy time with those who are with us without having that be a pall over the whole situation, right? That's the tough thing, especially when there are little ones around, right? They would be talking about the miracle of Christmas and you think, you know, I lost my father when I was young during this time. How can I possibly be joyous, right? You know, I just think it's about our work around Christmas time or holiday time and the, you know, the other months of the year. So, you know, maybe we'll do a resolutions conversation next week or the week after, but that might be one for you to sort of think about in 2023, right? How can I, you know, really process this morning? Does it mean counseling? Does it mean meditation? Does it mean prayer? Does it mean journaling, right? Does it mean having conversations with people who are close to me and making sure that we're also, you know, creating space for that? I think if you are on the celebration side, let them be a part of it, right? You know, think about, you know, show photos of your loved one to the people around you. Talk about this and make it feel like it's not something that's, you know, solely a loss. It absolutely is a loss. But one way that I try to think about grief is we are actually very lucky to be able to grieve. We should feel grateful that we ever cared about somebody and loved somebody enough that we feel grief a day later, a year later, decades later. We loved that strongly. They influenced our lives and the people around us, you know, that significantly, that their loss is actually meaningful to us. What a beautiful thing, right? And sort of lean into that, right? So yes, on the one hand, miss them, grieve them, wish they were here, and also try to be grateful that you had them and celebrate the fact that you did, and maybe even share that with the people who are close to you.
That was a very good answer, Dr. Mike. All right. Well, let's end on a high note. Let's end on a fun note, because obviously there's a lot of football that is still happening this weekend. So let's make some free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. So first scenario, Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. Please give us a sponsorship. Sounds like a dud, but it actually has huge playoff implications. The New York Jets host the Jacksonville Jaguars, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. What is the best bet in this game?
This is such an interesting game. If you just think about these two crappy organizations, why would I watch this? Well, first of all, these two quarterbacks were drafted last year, about a year and a half ago. Number one, Trevor Lawrence, and number two, Zach Wilson, the very embroiled Zach Wilson. If you've not followed Zach Wilson's timeline the last year and a half, Jane, I know you haven't. It's worth a Google. It's Z-A-C-H Wilson. Jane, I'm telling you right now, it's really worth it. This man has been accused of being a bad teammate and was never a captain on his college football team. He's been accused of breaking up with his girlfriend to sleep with his mom's best friend. And this year, he lost his starting. Jane, this is a soap opera. Great. This year, he lost his starting role to somebody who's never been a starter in the league, and everybody was celebrating it. So it's wild stuff in addition to the game. What's the best bet, though? You want some free money? I just checked on DraftKings about an hour ago, and Zach Wilson is supposed to get 0.5 touchdowns, which means, do you think he'll get zero touchdowns, or do you think he'll get one or more, right? Smash the over on this. Take over.
I'm about to be on an interview, so what's up?
Oh, shit. Nothing important. I just wanted to tell you something.
That's our next guest. We can hear you. And so,
smash the over on Zach Wilson touchdowns, especially because the Jets are favored to win this game. They're favored to win, so they got to score some touchdowns. Zach Wilson's obviously going to score a touchdown in this game, even though he's taking. Jane, Google him. You'll love it.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to let you go. We're going to move on. And so we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Dr. Mike, love you so much. Have a very happy, Merry Christmas. I hope your flight is not canceled. Otherwise, bring a Snuggie for the Amex Lounge.
That's right. I'll see you all next week. And Merry Christmas to you both.
All right. When we come back, we'll have the news and Wisconsin College System President Morna Foy.
I can't, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So